May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 699. Lord, we adore thee, and would fain express thy matchless goodness and our worthlessness. Ashamed of self, we prostrate at thy door, confess our sin, and thy free grace implore. Hymn 699.
Thank you. the Lord bless the reading of his own word to us, as we would read two portions this evening. Firstly, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 96. Psalm 96. And then we'll read some verses in the Gospel of Luke and chapter 21. But firstly, the book of Psalms, Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honour and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Turning to Luke chapter 21 from verse 25. Luke 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. That word surfeiting means the lusts of our flesh. And so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out, and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word unto each one of us. And may he now help us to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and most gracious God, in whom we live and have our very being. O Lord, be mindful of us here tonight, gathered together in this place, thine earthly court. And may we know thy presence amongst us and within us. We come, Lord, with thanksgiving, for thou hast spared us to see the beginning of this, a new calendar year. But, Lord, every day is a new day, and it is of thy mercies that we are not consumed. Thy compassions, they are new every morning. They fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, may we know that faithfulness of thine to sinners such as we. For we can claim, Lord, no goodness of our own. We can plead no merit of our own selves. Lord, we do seek to do that which is right before thee in thy sight. Lord, there are those righteous things in accordance with thy word which we seek to do. And Lord, we would do them for the good of one another here upon this earth. But, Lord, they cannot fit us for glory. We are all as an unclean thing. And because of our earthly nature born in sin and shapen in iniquity, even our righteousnesses are before thee as filthy rags. O Lord, in and of ourselves we have no hope of glory. We only have that desert of thy wrath and solemn judgment. But Lord, we come with thanksgiving that there is a way made through the gift of thine only begotten Son, Lord, whom we have sought to remember at the end of the last year, Christ Jesus, who came to save his people from their sins, to blot out all their transgressions, Lord, to love them freely. O Lord, our earnest cry tonight is that thou wilt come and confirm us as one of those for whom Christ died. Lord, thou knowest each of our hearts. Lord, do not let us come to thy house coldly and formally, just of outward custom and practice, in the way we have been brought up. But, O Lord, put within our hearts that solemn exercise to know our sins forgiven, our pardon sealed, our peace with thee, our God. Lord, we can ask no greater blessing. Lord, if thou hast not begun that blessed work in any soul that is here tonight, then, Lord, may this be the time of thine appearing. As the days unfold, Lord, of a new year, O Lord, do give that exercise within, the convincing of sin, and the leading to Jesus' blood. Lord, where does the exercise begun? Lord, there are those seekers, there are those praying souls, there are those longing souls. Lord, hear their cry as they plead with thee for mercy. Give me Christ, or else I die. Then, Lord, we pray thou wilt make no tarrying. But Lord, as the days unfold, oh, give them cause to rejoice. Rejoice in Christ, their Saviour. That voice of thine of love and mercy through Calvary. I love thee well, my child. Thy sins, which are many, are all forgiven thee. And Lord, do not leave it there. But, O Lord, bring one and another who have heard thy voice to testify of it, that others, Lord, may rejoice in thee and be the strengthening and comfort of thy people. Thou art still working that work of grace in this evil day, in this evil world. So, Lord, may there be those things for the honour and glory of thy name. Lord, hear from this place, from each one that gathers here, and, Lord, elsewhere, where thy name is truly honoured and glorified. Lord, where there has been that good work of thine begun, Lord, we pray for it to be carried on. In times of temptations, times of the trials of faith, times, Lord, when nature's darkness of unbelief seems to prevail because of matters that affect the heart. O Lord, we do pray for more faith. Lord, that confidence in thee, those precious promises that thou wilt never leave nor forsake. And Lord, hear the cries for thy help, cries again for thy mercy, cries for more grace. And O Lord, do strengthen for the pathway thou dost set before thy people, that they come to know more and more of that sacred truth, that what thou hast done forever. And thus the eternal covenant stands. Lord, grant that renewing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, those blessings to impart. Grace to save from every fear. We ask thy blessing upon the ministry of the gospel. Lord, from this pulpit. Lord, ministers, thy servants engaged for the coming year, if it is thy will. Lord, do use them. Use them to the blessing, to the comfort, to the profit of each needy soul. Use them, Lord, to the quickening of each dead soul. O Lord, bless thy word that it does not return to thee void, but that it shall accomplish that which thou doth please. And it shall prosper in the thing to which thou dost send it. Lord, hear the prayers that are put up from this place, the times of the prayer meetings. O Lord, may there be that blessed unity in prayer. Lord, do hear the cries. And Lord, if there are those cries for a settled ministry in this place, if it is thy will, Lord, do grant it. Lord, that, oh, there be an abundance, Lord, of the feeding of the soul through one whom thou shalt appoint as an under-shepherd. Lord, if it can be thy will, even raise up one from amongst them. One, Lord, whom thou shalt call. One whom thou shalt send forth. One, Lord, whom thou shalt bless. Lord, with that exercise, whose faith rooted upon Christ Jesus to declare the whole counsel of God. Lord, nothing is too hard for thee. And we pray thy will be done, Lord, thy gracious will, concerning thy people here. Lord, do remember the children. Lord, may they find, oh, a drawing unto thee through that which they are taught, through that which they hear. Lord, put thy spirit upon them and within them. Give them a discerning spirit between what is right and what is wrong. And Lord, give them an ear to listen to that which thou hast spoken to by loving parents, and from the ministry of the gospel and at the Sunday school. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon the work there. Lord, that that which is taught may prove to be profit for the children in a day's time to come. Lord, so may they grow to be true followers of thee, to enter into that fold of which thou art their shepherd, the shepherd who gave his life for them. Lord, remember the young people in their pathways. Lord, the changing scenes of life, more duties, responsibilities, decisions that have to be taken. Lord, in the form of education and occupation and location, friendships, acquaintances, the marriage bond. Lord, all that is set before them in those adolescent and moving into adult years. Oh, Lord, be their guide. Show them, Lord, that which is right in thy sight, and provide for them spiritually and providentially. And may they come to know, Lord, that thou art their God, and they are thy people. And from amongst, Lord, the growing generation, bring forth those who testify of thy great mercy and goodness unto their soul. And so may there be a continuation of thy visible church here and elsewhere upon this earth. Lord, remember us each in our varied pathways. Lord, as age increases, then there's sickness and weakness of body increases. But, O Lord, there are many duties and responsibilities still to be attended to. Lord, there are those matters in the home, in the family, in the business, and in the church that come upon us. They have to be attended to. Lord, give us all needed wisdom and all needed grace. Lord, that thy will may be done. And in thy will being done, Lord, may we prove that thou art able to make all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to thy purpose, those that cry unto thee in the times of trouble, and prove thee, Lord, to be a very present help at the time of their need. So, Lord, thou knowest our hearts, thou knowest our cases. Lord, we pray thou wilt send out more labourers into the harvest, the gospel harvest. Lord, this nation needs the proclamation of thy word, the unsearchable riches of Christ, to be declared boldly and fearlessly. And, O Lord, may there be many yet dead in trespasses and in sins, that hear that voice in power and in assurance. Lord, in this area of Swavesey and the area round about, Lord, there are many dead in trespasses and in sins, for they do not seek after thee. They have no desire, Lord, regarding eternity and concern for their soul. O Lord, wilt thou not deliver them from nature's darkness? Lord, wilt thou not deliver them from the bondage of sin? Lord, they're heading for a solemn eternity. O Lord, grant the outpouring of thy Spirit and quicken those souls. O that cry for thy mercy, and they're even drawn near, compelled to come, asking their way to Zion, even here, to find the blessing of their souls. So, O Lord, build up thy church in this evil day. Lord, there are many things in which we deserve thy wrath. And Lord, do we not see measures of it in the confusion of our parliament, and our leaders not seeming to know what to do, and others seeming to have the rule over us? Lord, we do pray, Lord, for thine appearing in thy mercy, although we deserve none of it. And may the outcome, Lord, of the things with Europe and in other things internally in our nation, Lord, oh Lord, may evil be overturned, and may the outcome be that our freedom of worship is maintained. Lord, we have retained our Protestant constitution. Lord, our royal throne with one that is a defender of the faith. Lord, the banishing of those things which are abominable in thy sight, but are now on our statute books. The shielding, Lord, from the jihadists, than those who would bring bloodshed and violence. O Lord, do yet have mercy upon us, and all the glory shall be thine. May the whole world, Lord, see thy hand in all these things, and give thee the praise and the acknowledging that thou art God. Lord, as we turn to thy word, O come and help us now. Lord, may there be a portion for each of us. Lord, if there's to be a portion, it must be thy Spirit that speaks thy word into our hearts. Lord, who hear us then in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, do forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 964. If to thee I breathe my prayer, Lord, wilt thou not deign to hear? Shall I seek, but seek in vain? Shall I ask, and not obtain? Hymn 964.
In complete dependence upon our Lord to help us, that he may indeed speak to us through his holy word. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 36. Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. as we begin the beginning of a new calendar year, we are conscious, of course, that time, as we know it, continues. The times that are determined by the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, day by day, continually. That which the Lord hath created. Dear friends, we read how the heavens declare the glory of God, His handiwork. And yet, all this earth is so full of sin. A solemn judgment came in those days of Noah. And yet after the judgment and the ceasing of the rain, the sun was used to show the glory of God in that gracious promise. The promise of His mercy, that He would not flood the world again. That sun shining upon the rain that was used as His wrath, the means of it. And no sacred promise given to Noah, that seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not fail while the earth remains. And we prove still, don't we, the faithfulness of that promise. Each day the sun rises. Each evening the sun sets. Upon a world that is sunk in wickedness. And there's wickedness in our hearts. Oh, how faithful is the Lord to His promise. And yet, dear friends, the Scripture tells us there will be an end. There will be an end. An end of all things upon this earth. When that will be, we do not know. We have begun a new year. We do not know if there will be an end of the year. We ourselves have embarked upon the first days of a new year. We do not know if we ourselves will see the end of the year. All things upon this earth, they are temporal, and so are we. Temporal because of sin, rebelliousness, turning away from the Word of God, seeking only that which we believe is for the good of ourselves. And yet, dear friends, the Lord has brought us to the beginning of a new year. He has not brought us yet to an end. He has not brought us or the world to an end. But we wonder how much longer there will be His long-suffering. We have to say, don't we, as we mentioned in prayer, it's of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. Or we look back through the old year and the end, no doubt, has finished quite differently to what it began. There have been new circumstances, there's been changes. There's been additions, there's been losses. There's been sorrows, there's been joys. But dear friends, I love that word in Psalm 103. The Lord hath not dealt with us after our sins. He hath not rewarded us according to our iniquities. And only because of that, we continue unto this day. As we come to a new year, dear friends, how little perhaps we consider the power of God. How little we consider the gracious promises of our God. How faithful He is. The seed time, the harvest, the summer, the winter, the seasons, and all that come to pass. We just take them for granted, don't we? And we expect they will come and we shall pass through them and we shall see other times and other years. And there perhaps be many things in this year which we hope will come to pass. Things we have to plan for, things we have to scheme to do, things that are right. That we may be wise stewards of all that is upon us in our duties and responsibilities. But how we have to say, if the Lord will, if the Lord will. As the Lord hath made all things, the heavens and the earth, and the determination of all times and seasons, and the minutest circumstances subject to His eye, then are not our times in His hand, and all things at His command. Friends, how this should humble us, shouldn't it? How this should humble us before Him. He who hath caused us to be born upon this earth. Don't let us think we were born by chance. Nothing happens by chance. If anything happened by chance, then God is not omniscient. He does not know all things, but He knows the ending of all things from the beginning. Even unbelievers, like King Belshazzar, we read, His breath was in God's hand. God permitted him to live for a certain time upon this earth, but his end came. Naboth, a godly man, lived upon this earth. But his time came, his death came at the hand of a wicked man who was permitted to live longer. Dear friends, we cannot understand the ways of God. But we do know He prepares His people for a blessed eternity when His time comes. And He ripens the wicked for destruction when His time comes. Our times are in the Lord's hand. And dear friends, how that should cause us to fear the Lord. And it does also bring us to praise His name for His goodness and His mercy that hath followed us yet all the days of our life. Oh, what He hath granted to us. We do not deserve, do we, the least of His mercies. Oh, those sins of our hearts, affecting our thoughts, our words and our deeds. There's nothing we can rightly claim as our righteousness. Left to our own spirit, we will fail to have much righteousness in our religious way of life. But dear friends, we need a greater righteousness than that, don't we? And yet the Lord has not yet solemnly judged us. All the needs he has supplied to us providentially through the past year. We have an abundance, don't we? Other parts of the world, there's much poverty and disease and famines, and there's been destructions through the elements of the world, and volcanoes and earthquakes and so forth. Dear friends, we should be here tonight with truly thankful hearts. Thankful unto Almighty God, unworthy that we are, of the least of his mercies. Yet he hath blessed us with so many. That Psalm 96 which we read exhorts us to praise him, doesn't it? Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Dear friends, to sing is to give praise, isn't it? Yes, we can praise him for so many good things that he hath bestowed upon us. There may be those sorrowing things, those difficult things that have come upon you in your life through the past year. Oh, what scenes we may have to pass through, the Lord knows. But he's not left them to overcome us, has he? They have not destroyed us. There is still hope. Where there's life, there is hope. That those things which assail us, he will yet have mercy and deliver us from them. He is a prayer hearing and answering God, and he hath promised to hear the cries of his needy people, and he will answer them in his time in accordance with his will and in accordance for his purpose. We often use, don't we, as an example of that, Joseph. Oh, what mysterious pathway he had to walk. Bound, first of all stripped of his coat and bound, sold, in prison. Yet he came to say, in the end, the Lord meant it for good, when the Lord's purpose was made known in due time. Dear friends, you may have things upon you which cause you much sorrow of heart and pain. And perhaps as we've sung in the opening hymn, we sometimes think the Lord has been hard upon us. But dear friends, we're to continue in our trust unto him, who hath not dealt with us after our sins. And as we pray continually unto him for his mercy, then, dear friends, does not the scripture say, oh, he hears those cries that are dependent upon him, and that mercy will come, a mercy that endureth forever. Oh, dear friends, do continue in prayer. Do begin this new year in the same way, in prayer. And sing unto the Lord, that he hath not left you to death, destruction and despair. The hymn writer puts it like this, doesn't he? In all the changing scenes of life, in troubles and in joys, the praises of my God shall still my soul and tongue implore. My heart and tongue employ. And that is what this Psalm 96 exhorts us to. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Now, dear friends, that's the true source of our joy, of our singing, of our praise, of our glory unto his name. His salvation from day to day. Never be unmindful of it. It's of his goodness and mercy we have come to this day. Oh, dear friends, may we come to know that salvation which delivers us from his wrath which is to come. What does the verse say? Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods there with the little g, meaning the idols that we set up in our hearts, left to our own spirit. Those joys, those longings, those things we say, oh, we can't live without. And we worship them, as it were, as vital for our happiness and our contentment. But dear friends, they can do nothing, can they, for the salvation of our souls. He is to be feared above all gods. All of us have our fears. And I'm sure we also fear mankind, the world around us, what that can do. Dear friends, we fear, no doubt, what the aspect of our nation and the government will bring to pass this year in their deliberations and so forth. We fear. We fear many things, and all with the viciousness and the aggression of many today with a murder and violence and the jihadism and so forth. We fear man. How many of us will let a child go out on the streets alone, especially at night time or even in the daytime? There are many fears. And fears concerning our own selves, perhaps, in that respect. But Jesus says, fear not them who can destroy the body and after that can do nothing else, nothing more. Fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Or we shall all come to the first death. The death of our bodies is appointed unto us once to die by whatever the means may be. That may come to pass in the shortness of the days of this year. We do not know. But dear friends, fear God, who can destroy body and soul. That's the second death. The death through his judgment. When we die in our sins. In our sins. Never had them blotted out. Never had them put away. We die as we were born in trespasses and in sins. Dear friends, there's only one who can deliver us from such a solemn end. And that is God. He is to be feared above all gods. And this fear, dear friends, is the beginning of wisdom. Being made wise unto salvation. This fear, dear friends, is the gift of God. This fear is imparted by the Holy Ghost. This fear comes when we know what we are before a holy God, sinners. Dear friends, we may often say, I've sinned because we've hurt someone else, one another. But when we are taught by the Holy Ghost, it's against thee, against God. As David said, against thee have I sinned. and done this evil in thy sight. And he knew the consequence of sin, and that he should die. And dear friends, when we're taught by the Holy Ghost and shown our sinfulness in the sight of a holy God, we are taught we've got no hope in ourselves. We can do nothing to remove that power of sin from us. All our righteousnesses that we do cannot blot out one of our transgressions. They're all listed. They're remembered in the day of judgment. And we shall be judged in accordance with our sin. But there's only one way that that can be blotted out. Our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb of God, Christ Jesus, whom he sent to be the Saviour of sinners. And the Holy Ghost, dear friends, who gives us that knowledge of what we are before a holy God, a sin deserving endless misery. Friends, that forces us to cry, doesn't it? Forces us to say, give me Christ, or else I die. Now, dear friends, have you come there? Has that been forced from your heart? Has it been your only cry in the season when the Lord, oh, showed you what you were? And who can tell how long before we shall stand before his face? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Dear friends, the knowledge of this, a great salvation through the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, made known in a sinner's heart, will bring forth that praise, that singing, that glory unto his name. Redeemed. By precious blood redeemed. The love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And that will be our joy and our rejoicing. Oh, that'll be a new song, oh Dad. Not for providential mercies alone, but for the great purpose, the great reason, sorry, of he has been mindful of a sinner such as me. Dear friends, those are the times of great blessing. What did we read here? I noticed it as we went through. Concerning the victory. I just can't drop upon it now in Psalm 96, which we read. But it speaks how the Lord has given us the victory. Dear friends, that's the victory over the power of sin. That's the victory of which the Apostle Paul speaks of when he was writing to the Corinthians. Oh, praise be unto God, who giveth us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the deliverance from his wrath, from the judgment. That's the victory which through the shed blood of Christ revealed in our heart the atonement for our sin. Oh, we have that good hope through his grace. Our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That when we come to that day, when we come to that day, all our sins, yes, recorded still, but there's deliverance from the pit of corruption, from hellfire, because the names are in the Book of Life. Oh, dear friends, this will bring us praise and honour and glory to his name, O Dad. There'll be a new song there in glory forevermore. Oh, may this exercise our hearts, our minds, day by day. Show forth his salvation day by day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Dear friends, when this glory is made known of God in your heart, oh, do declare it. The scripture tells us to make it known. Yes, even speak to the generations following, that they can see, that they can be made known. There is that glorious God who pardons sins. And who knows how the Lord may use that testimony effectually in the hearts of the rising generation. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, is to be feared above all gods. Dear friends, that fear continues all our days. Because as we continue, we solemnly sin and sin again, don't we? Because we still have that earthly nature still effectively within us. And there's that battle between sin and the Lord's ways which we should obey. And oh, how often we fall into ways which seem right unto us, of which the end thereof will be death. And how we need the Lord's constant keeping. How we need the Lord's constant evidence of that power to cleanse us from all sin. For here's the fear, if he should leave us, we shall fall. Fall into death, destruction and despair. Oh, how we need that salvation, that knowledge, that witness of it, day by day, day by day. For the Lord cometh, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Judge the world with righteousness. Dear friends, his law is a righteous law, and transgression of that law is sin, and we shall be judged in accordance with that law. Dear friends, the only way to escape is to be found sheltering by faith in that shed blood of Jesus. Christ, our all and in all, the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely one, far above all the blessings and good things we can experience and have upon this earth in physical things and material things. One where we claim our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as precious. A precious treasure. A treasure all divine. Who hath redeemed us through the value, the great price that he paid. His own shed blood. Not silver and gold, which is the perishing things of this earth, although they have value upon this earth, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Therefore, dear friend, that's all our glory, isn't it? God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ. And then that power of his resurrection. Oh, dear friends, there's the victory, isn't it, over sin and death. Comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. A warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned. I give unto my own eternal life. None shall ever pluck them out of my hand. None shall ever pluck them out of my Father's hand. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Therefore, what does Jesus say? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. Dear friends, that righteousness comes, oh, through faith in that glorious Lamb. His obedience becomes ours. That righteousness is like a robe that we put on, a wedding garment that makes us acceptable before the Father's face. He sees of the travail of the soul of his Son. He's satisfied. He was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And there's our salvation. Oh, that's a solemn parable, isn't it? Where we have the king, as Jesus said, made a marriage for his Son. And he called all those from the highways, the byways, to come in. And the wedding feast was furnished with guests. And there was one there which did not have a wedding garment. Tried to come in some other way. In fact, he was cast out, wasn't he? Into the tormentors. How comest thou here without a wedding garment? Oh, dear friends, God is to be feared. He has set down the way, the only way, the narrow way, in which we can attain eternal life and enter into heaven with Christ the Lamb. If we try to seek any other way, we shall be cast out. Therefore, we're to fear him, aren't we? He cometh to judge the earth. He cometh to judge the world. And dear friends, we read in Luke chapter 21 of some of the evidences of those judgments that is preparing the world for destruction and the people of it. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Another place we read of the sun being dark and the moon be turned into blood and the stars falling from heaven. And upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring and men's hearts failing them for fear. Oh, Jesus Christ spoke of terrible times which had not been before. But dear friends, what those times exactly will be come to pass in the fulfilment of the prophecies here, we do not know, do we? You know, we can only understand prophecy by when it has come to pass. And then we can see and interpret aright the word of God. But we do read, don't we, in the last times, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Children disobedient to parents. Oh, dear friends, we live in a day when pleasure is the great desire, isn't it, of everyone, and how it's sought for continually. Pleasure of this earth, in this earth, is happiness. And when one is taken from time into eternity, then one is just in a sleep and shall know nothing no more. There is no afterlife. There is no fear of God. And that disobedient to parents, oh, how the authorities encourage it, trying to bring in legislation that will limit the authority and parents, and especially those who seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We read how things will wax, man will wax worse and worse. I heard someone say the other day regarding the terrible thing, the abomination of transgenderism. They said that's a sin that has never been before. People who are born of one sex desiring to be the other and to take medical treatment to confirm them. They said, well, such sin isn't in the scriptures. Well, dear friends, I beg to differ. It's abominable. It's abominable in the sight of God. Oh, when we read in, I think it's Deuteronomy, chapter 22, The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Now, dear friends, when we see the word wear, we think of outer clothing. But that word wear there in the Hebrew does not mean outer clothing. It's far deeper than that. The woman shall not exist in a way that pertaineth unto a man. Physically, in the practice, in the conduct of this life, let alone how she appears outwardly in dress. And again, the man shall not wear a woman's garment, he pertaining to be a woman, and trying to conduct himself in such a way. It's abominable in the sight of God. Oh, dear friends, we feel greatly concerned for those who are so afflicted in the turmoil of their minds to desire to have such a change. Now we need to pray for the Lord's mercy even on those souls. For nothing is impossible with him. But all these great sins, these abominations that surround us and can affect us in our daily life through new rules, new regulations and new laws. Why? It has even been said in one of the law courts that, to quote the scriptures, it can be counted as hatred to unbelievers. Dear friends, we do not know what is before us. Not in the practical things which may come to affect us in our religious liberties. But I haven't quoted our text, have I? Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. How can we be counted worthy? We are sinners. We deserve the same end as all those who glory in their abominations. We are not fit to have the mercy of God upon us in and of ourselves. But we have that sweet word, don't we? This is the will of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Those believing views of Jesus which comes through faith. That faith which is the gift of God. And that teaching which is by the Holy Spirit. That complete leaning, trusting by faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Dear friends, there's our refuge. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. Our worthiness is in the worthiness of Christ, who came to save sinners from their sins. The Apostle Paul said, didn't he, saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ came into the world to save sinners. He was worthy, the sinless Son of God, who laid down his life a sacrifice for sin, even sin such as ours, tempted in all points as we are, yet he without sin. There's our hiding place. There's our refuge. There's our fortress. Oh, the entrance through is into his mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the door of that mercy open all day to the poor and the needy who knock by the way. All the things around us today, watch ye therefore. Oh, the wrath of God, how it is poured out. And it is ripening for the end of the world to come. And who knows what may come upon us physically, which will take us from time to eternity. Maybe in sickness, pain, injury, We know not, dear friends, what is before us, do we? What another hour may bring forth. But we're to be found praying always. Pray without ceasing. That's what the Pauls wrote to the Thessalonians. And they, dear friends, were the elect of God. They were the ones whom the gospel had come in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. Knowing therefore, brethren, your election of God. And didn't Jesus say concerning the terrible times of the end, he hath shortened them to save the elect from being deceived. Or what powers might come upon us, we don't know. But we've got no strength of our own. Dear friend, we shall never be found worthy of our own, of eternal life. But to watch these things, watch the hand of God. Praying always. And dear friends, in praying always, are we not to watch for the answer? Depend, watch and wait and desire that, oh, his will shall be done, and done to the honour and glory of his name. To walk in love as Christ hath loved us. Dear friends, that's the worthiness, isn't it? The worthiness of his love to a guilty sinner such as we. That we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. I love that word of Zephaniah. The Lord Jesus speaking through the man Zephaniah, I have put away thy judgments. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. There's our refuge in Christ Jesus. He rests in his love. What he has done, he has conquered the power of sin. And for love's sake, all those that are his, dear friends, they'll be gathered together to him in that last day to escape that last and final solemn judgment. The heavens rolled together as a scroll, the earth burned with fire. And all the dead shall be raised and stand before him in that judgment day. Oh, the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. Those goats, depart from me, ye cursed. Oh, what terrible things shall come upon them. Our escape is what Christ hath done for us. Come, thou blessed of the Father, enter thou into the joy of the Lord, and therefore to stand before the Son of Man. Stand before him, not in righteousnesses of our own, but what Christ hath done for us. Clothed in his righteousness, a precious gift. Therefore, dear friends, we need to sing praise, don't we? Sing praise unto our God. Why me, why me? Why such a wretch as me, who would forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Dear friends, we often speak of New Year resolutions, don't we? Dear friends, we can have no better intent for this new year than to seek to show forth the Lord's salvation. Day by day, our hope built on nothing less than his blood and righteousness, to walk humbly with our God all our days, and at the end of time, whenever that shall come, oh, to escape that dreadful wrath, to stand before his face. His Spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace. Then watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, to stand before the Son of Man. Dear friends, in this verse there's the fear not, isn't there? Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, those for whom Christ hath died. Oh, may this sweet assurance that we are his and he is ours be granted to each one of your souls. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Charles Warboys will preach next Lord's Day in the evening. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Hadley will preach for us again, God willing, on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 641. Jesus, mighty God and Saviour, lead me forth by thy right hand, and be it my fixed endeavour to obey thy sweet command. Let me never at a trifling distance stand. Hymn 641.
Do bless thine own word to each one of us. O Lord, give us that good hope through thy grace, that we may rejoice in thee and testify of thy goodness one to another, to the honour and glory of thy name, and to stand in due time because of what thou hast done before thy face, delivered, from that terrible wrath which is to come. Lord, hear the cries put up to thee, those constant prayers, those watching and waiting. Lord, do answer them and deliver them from the pit of despair. Lord, do work thy work of grace amongst thy people here through the days of the coming year. And may it be known day by day, a rejoicing in thy great salvation. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.